I think of some of these carbon programs that are out there, and a lot of them focused on maybe crop production and some of those kind of things. But Truterra is doing something unique, focusing in on our dairy producers. Educate me. Tell me about this particular program, this effort.
Yeah, thanks, Don. You know, a reminder, Truterra works with farmers to impact their sustainability and in turn create new revenue sources for the farmer in adopting the practices that they're implementing. We're basically matchmakers. We're working with downstream food companies that are looking to impact and reduce their greenhouse gas emissions in their value chain. And, you know, as we know it, we've been working in the row crops for some time specifically, and we've been expanding our business in the livestock. And most recently here with our dairy offering, we're rolling out our first ever programs targeted to reward dairy producers for adopting sustainable practices for the crops that they use to feed their cattle. And we know that dairy farmers have been very innovative in the way that they're intermingling grain, both grain production and forages into their mix alongside reduced tillage and cover crops. And so we've been able to go in and look at how do we quantify the impact that that has on their feed production on their own farms, and ultimately how that impacts the reduced emissions on a gallon of milk.
So what kind of practices are we looking at? What, how does that work, Jamie?
So as dairy farmers are looking at practices that increase the carbon on their farms and the soil health of their soils, they're starting to look at reducing tillage or strip tillage and introducing cover crops into their operation. And the unique approach that our dairy farmers have taken is they've turned those cover crops into forage opportunities as well. And so, you know, while they're doing things that are good for the soil, good for the environment, they're also increasing the tonnage that they're harvesting on an acre. But what we're doing is we're coming in and looking at how much carbon are they sequestering and how much carbon are they reducing from an emissions perspective, and can we quantify that to the point where we have a downstream customer that's willing to reward them for those reductions and those removals.
Milk checks a little better today maybe than it was not so very long ago, but what kind of revenue opportunities are there available in something like this?
We have farmers earning up to and around $25 per acre for the practices that our downstream customers are sponsoring. So we're working with three dairy companies that we're really proud of who are proactive in this space. We're working with Land O'Lakes Dairy Foods. We're working with Bell Brands and Dairy Farmers of America. And each of those are launching programs in different geographies. Don, Land O'Lakes has 5,000 acres that they're deploying as a pilot in South Dakota and in Minnesota. And Bell Brands, through their partnership with Land O'Lakes and Dairy Farmers of America, are going to work with 16 farmers, most likely in South Dakota and in Northwest Iowa this year to implement these programs.
I'm curious for the stuff here with Land O'Lakes that you're doing in South Dakota and Minnesota, is that statewide or is it a specific part of those states?
Yeah, so these are all member organizations, Dairy Farmers of America and Land O'Lakes, and so they're going to work with their members specifically, and those member relations teams will reach out to farmers directly to get involved. I think, Don, what's really important here is that we want your listeners to know that we're continuing to understand where the farmers are at in this journey of maximizing their production on farms and meeting them where they're at to develop sustainability programs and new revenue streams along the way here. So we want them to understand these programs and understand that we're also expanding what we're doing for the dairy farmers that we're working with and future farmers to come here in the near future.
I'm curious, Jamie, I've had a chance to visit with some farmers recently on a panel program, and it seemed like there was still a trust level when it comes to some of these programs. Are you overcoming that? How do you, or is that a fair assessment?
Trust is absolutely a great question and a fair assessment. What we want farmers to understand is that we're owned by a farmer-owned organization who puts a high degree of effort into the fidelity of our data to ensure that we're protecting the farmers' data in a way that they own it, that they never lose control of it, and that we're not calling out specific performance on specific farms. We aggregate the data so that we're protecting the farmer and the efforts that they're putting into their farm and the learnings that they're delivering. We share that data with food companies at an aggregated level and to report their climate practice, and we don't go any further beyond that. And I would ask a farmer to look at who are they going to trust most with their data, besides someone like Truterra, a farmer-owned organization, who largely is working through farmer-owned retail cooperatives who are also entrusted with the farmer's data and information on a daily basis with their agronomy program.
So if dairy farmers are interested, they'll hear from their field rep, or where do they go for more information?
Yeah, there's really three ways they can do that. The first thing I would recommend them to do is connect with us at www.truterraag.com and enroll in our portal. The second area they should reach out to is their local retailer, who they can also select at our website to have a discussion about what programs may be available, including our dairy program that we already have launched this summer here, or the programs that we're going to launch in December of 2024 that will be more expanded opportunities.
Will that be dairy specific in December too, or is that other areas?
We'll look to evaluate how this program goes as we evaluate the 23 and the 24 mm-hmm. data that we're pulling from the dairy farmers to determine whether or not we expand that program based on the success of what we're able to provide to the food companies we're working with.